On today's episode of the Productivity Podcast, I'm asking the question, how do you compare?
Welcome to the Productivity Podcast, the show that will supercharge your productivity fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice, and become a Jedi Master of Productivity. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Productivity Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. As always, I appreciate your time and your attention. And I'm coming at you with another solo episode today, and I'm asking the question, how do you compare? What I mean is, how do you compare yourself to others? And you can find a written version of this podcast today at paulminers.com/48. If you want to read this, it's basically a transcript of this episode. But stick around, and you can just listen to me instead. So, how do you compare? What do I mean? Comparing yourself to others is a tricky business. It's natural to measure your progress against the people you aspire to be like, and yet I find that this very action of comparing yourself to others can harm your productivity and your self-esteem as well. You know, how you view yourself and your motivation can really be harmed by almost an over-comparison between you and these people that you aspire to be like. So first of all, everyone's situation is different. When we compare ourselves to others, we forget that the conditions that they're operating in are completely different to our own. You know, the money that they have, their personal contacts, their available time and other resources, all these things are different to what we have. So it's not a fair comparison because it's not like we have access to the same resources. And we often compare ourselves to people who are ahead of us and who have the things that we want to have. Those people that may be in business, they have a bigger business, or they serve more customers, or in sports, you know, people who are winning everything all the time. We compare ourselves to the people we want to be like who have more than us. But we also tend to forget that these people who not only often started their journey before us began in a completely different environment to the one that we're in operating now. And it is an apples and oranges situation. It is not a fair comparison. So let me give you an example. As someone who's building an online business selling digital products, I find I compare myself to people like, for example, Pat Flynn, who is a fantastic online entrepreneur behind the website smartpassiveincome.com. And really, this is a bit ridiculous because, first of all, Pat, he started his online business a long time before me. He operates in a completely different niche. He has a team of people helping him, and he works on his business full-time instead of as a side business, like me. It's not a fair comparison. So why would I compare myself to someone like this? Yes, he has things that I want. You know, he's got a great business, a great brand, he's helping lots of people, and his achievements really are admirable. Pat's progress is an inspiration to a lot of people, including myself, and that's really where it should stop, is tapping into that inspiration, but don't then compare yourself, because when I think about what Pat's done and what he has compared to me, I focus on the fact that I have less than him. And as Tony Robbins mentioned in a recent interview on the Tim Ferriss podcast, and I actually wrote about this recently as well, when you focus on having less, this is actually a precursor to finding yourself in what Robbins calls the suffering state, and it leads to just unhappiness. And this isn't good for your self-esteem, your motivation, or your productivity. Remember as well that, you know, something we forget is that it takes people often years to reach the levels of achievement that we compare ourselves to. It takes years to reach that overnight success. In fact, the overnight success is a fallacy. It's not real. You know, overnight successes are rarely what they seem. We never see the years of hard work and the multiple failures that often lead to people's achievements. And for example, just popping into my head right now is the example of Instagram. Like, not a lot of people know that Instagram started out as, I believe, like a location-based kind of social media platform, a bit like Foursquare. And it was you could add photos or something to your check-in. Don't quote me on this, but it was something along these lines. And they actually pivoted and rebuilt the app as this photo sharing app. And so, you know, all that progress is something that not a lot of people know about. And look at Instagram today. You know, it's taken years to reach that success, and we often forget about those very early stages. So you are the best measure of your own success. If you want to compare yourself to someone, compare yourself to how you feel or how you felt yesterday, last week, or last year. How you feel and how you perform is really all that matters. The only comparison you should make is to how much you've grown and learned through your experiences. Ask yourself the question, are you happier? Have you made progress? Are you growing? What have you learned? How far have you come? Who have you helped? And what problems have you solved? In fact, just the other day, I was filling out my monthly income and expenses spreadsheet, and I realized that in August, I'm recording this at the beginning of September now, in August I earned more from my website and from my consulting than I did from my full-time job. For the very first time, I actually earned more with this side business, and it was an amazing achievement. I actually had to run into the bedroom to wake up Haley and tell her. I was so pleased when I realized, and that's something that's taken almost 2 years to achieve, and I'm no Pat Flynn, but I was really pleased with how far I've come and the impact that I've made. And it just goes to show that the patience and hard work is that what matters, and comparing yourself to where you started. If I think back to where I started a few years ago, looking at, wow, imagine making as much money as what I earn right now, that would be so amazing, and here I am. So it really is important to take stock of those moments and use yourself as your own benchmark of success. And I just want to finish with the idea that you're probably further along than you think. It's easy to forget that there are probably people who look at you and they wish they have what you have. And so it's important to appreciate that what you have right now is really great, because there are probably people looking at you that don't have those things. And as you've been working away, chasing what other people have, you've probably lost sight of how far you've come. So stop, look back at the footsteps that are behind you, and you'll probably see them stretching back quite a long way. And I'll leave you with that thought. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Productivity Podcast. If you want to give me your thoughts or feedback on this episode, I'd love to hear from you. Head on over to paulminers.com/48. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you're thinking. How do you compare? Chat to you next time. My name is Paul Miners, and thank you for listening to this episode of the Productivity Podcast. For me, productivity is a tool for getting more out of life. I believe that if you can be more effective and efficient, not just at work, but in everything that you do, that this, I truly believe, is the pathway to a happier and more fulfilling lifestyle. Join me at paulminers.com and sign up to my free email course, the 7-Day Productivity Plan, to learn more about my approach to productivity and how I balance multiple projects, how I use different apps within my productivity system, and how I get more done with less stress. If you've enjoyed this episode, I'd really appreciate if you could leave me a review. Let me know if you have any questions or what you'd like to learn more about. And who knows, maybe I'll decide to talk about it on the show. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you next time on the Productivity Podcast.